Today's daf is Besechet Zvachit Daf Ayin He. We're on the third line up from the bottom of the daf and Ayin Dalet Amud Beit, and we're getting to the next piece of the Mishnah, where after having discussed initially the dinim of a Isser Hanah that gets mixed up into Zvachim, and then Psuli HaMakdashim that get mixed into Zvachim, and then the possibilities of the Korah Chulin, the question is, what about Kachim? And then we talk about different types of kachim, or the same type of kachim. And you would think that there's really not much of a problem if they're both kachim of the same type, requiring the same mokum and same type of netinat dam. So then you just bring it, two different people, so have a mind for whoever it is, and then you don't have a problem of shinui balim, and everything is fine, right? So kachim, kachim, bimino, that's what you do. Bring it, look at each one, l'shem mishahu. Asks the Gemara, well, how does that help? You still need to do smicha, don't you? Vaboy smicha. So by doing it in this fashion, you are actually cutting out the smicha. The smicha has to be done only by the balim. If the non-balim would do it, since he has to lean on the korban, shalobo mokam mitzvah, he would then be doing an iser. So how in the world do we have this as an eitzah? There's all kinds of questions over here, because l'maisa smicha is not ma'ak. Tosfos compares the question to kolaroi l'bila in bila ma'akevet, and proves that by smicha we don't say that smicha is ma'akev in cases where you wouldn't be able to do this. And the Raya, he says it must be that we learned it out from the pasuk of the din of mitzera, because a mitzera can't go into bisaymech. So therefore, it must be that even if smicha is impossible, that it's really not going to be ma'akev. So he suggests that maybe in Achinami, in other words, in cases where there would be absolutely nothing else to do, we would do it. But if over here where it's possible, we need to do, therefore, is to wait till it gets a mum, sell it, bring the same karbonis, put the correct baal, and let them do smicha. Where there's an option, we shouldn't allow bringing the korban without smicha. Okay, this is, as you can see, it's quite a bit to discuss. Perhaps next time we'll do the tosusin. But you can see immediately the issues here. But what do we do about the fact of smicha, that the Mishnah seems to casually ignore this? Answers the Gemara, it's very simple. Omer of Yosef, it's talking about korban nashim. We're talking about korbanot that are brought by women. And since it says b'nei Yisrael in the midst of smicha, we learn from there that b'nei Yisrael somchim vein b'not Yisrael somchot. Yes, the Gemara, what, the korban nashim lo? You're trying to tell me that we would not? I mean, it's an awfully limiting way to understand the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is taking for granted that, of course, we're talking about the korbanos of two women that got mixed up with each other. I mean, look, I'm going to show you that there certainly are cases where there are mixtures of korbanos where it's not referring to korbanot nashim. And it's very difficult to accept that our Mishnah is talking about korban nashim. It's very well, by, I mean, how can you say that? What about this of another type of mixture, which also touches upon ours, korban yachid shnitarva arayev b'korban yachid? Some have a girsa chatat. It's actually, in some places it could be chatat, it could be ola. Rashi keeps the girsa of korban. So suppose you have a korban yachid mixed with someone else's korban yachid. Or a korban tzibur that was mixed with someone else, with a different type of korban tzibur. Or even a korban yachid and a korban tzibur that would nidavus represent, this could be even a korban chatas, and indeed we're going to, as we saw earlier, there could be a sayur nasi, which is a male, the only male of the korbanot hayachid, that could get mixed up in the standard sirim that are brought on yamim tovim for the moed, for the musaf of the moedi. So then the din is that, well, okay, just bring them. Notein arma matanot b'kolachad v'yachad. You could bring one matana, four matanot, from each one l'chadchila, and you can bring him natan matana achat mikol achad yatsa. Because as we said earlier, that kol nitanin al mizbeach achitzon, shenatanam b'matana achat, you'd be yotze. V'im natan arba mikulam yatsa. Now, this is a very strange, there's some kind of problem over here with the girsa. To put these two together, matana mikol achad yatsa, furthermore, im natan arba mikulam yatsa, doesn't seem to make any sense. So Tosfos understands im natan arba mikulam yatsa, meaning take all of the above, so that you have now a mixture first of a carbon seaborne, bicarbon seaborne, first of a carbon yachid, bicarbon yachid, then put them all together. And now you have four. So then you would need one from each one. But I mean, that would mean he couldn't be gores. Im natan matana mikol achad yatzag. It would be repetitive. So indeed, some actually take that out. And it just says, Im natan arban mikulam yatzag. We started off with Korban Yochid, Shinar, and Korban Yochid. Then we talked about Korban Tzibur, Shinar, and Korban Tzibur. Then we talked about Korban Yochid, and Korban Tzibur. It's not a process. It's just simply a question of what it might be referring to in the Braita. Why would you ever need four? Where would you need four? So the only way it could be four is if we understand that it's telling us, and if all of them got mixed up together, the Tzibur, the Yochid, there were four, then you could take four from the whole mix, meaning one apiece, and you would be, I would say, that way you don't get into any problems. It's going of it's being contradictory. The Chorot's referring only to Mizbeach HaChitzon. Okay, so, I mean, the part about the Tzibur, about the, I mean, there is no smicha on a carbon Tzibur. But the question over here is that, we'll get to that in a minute. I'm just pointing out where we're heading. So, I'm sorry, I got broken off from this. So that Tosus understands, and again, some of the Forshim take out in the Gears of Tosus the words, Im natan matana achat, because then obviously it would be just saying the same thing. Taking four from four and one from one, it's the same thing. Rashi says something very strange, and he says, if you took arba matanot, what it really means is two matanot. But here it's referring to, and this is why Rashi insists on the Girsifur of Korban. So two matanot from each one, which would mean really one matana, which is the oila. But every oila is one matana because that's the Shtayim Shein Arba. So we need to put one matana of an ola on the corner, that's two matanot. So all together we could call one ola, get it mixed up in another ola, a minimum of two matanot, which would be the equivalent of the matana achat b'kolachat. Nobody has a really satisfactory approach to the gears of this braita, but okay, it's not good for us to get all involved in it because it's really tangential to our main concern. Our main concern is, as I just said, you see where we're going. We seem to be talking about the mixture of korbanos. We're certainly not talking about korban nashim. We're talking about a korban sibur. There's no such concept as korban nashim. So it's very difficult to believe that over here suddenly we're talking about tarovet. Tarovet only works with nashim. Here it seems to be in any type of thing. So if the yachid is a yachid, as a tzibur is a tzibur, then we're talking about anybody's korban. But we'll get to that in a minute. Let's first finish the braita. Bameh devarim amurim. What are we talking about until now? Only where nitarvu chayim, where the animals were mixed up as living animals. And then we have to go ahead and we have to shed. We have separate dam. But if we already did the shechita, so then noten arba matanot mikulam, v'natan matana achad mikulam yatsa. So over there, that means they now got mixed up and you've got the dam all together in one cup. So, yes, it would be nice to give four matanot, and that would be a mixture of all of the dam, and then all the chataot would have gotten their full four matanot, but if you give one, that's also good. So, obviously, that one would be sufficient for all of the four that got mixed up together, which means that he holds that we can always assume in a liquid that we have some element of each one. Now that's called yesh bila. There is a mixture here of dam that can be reliable as having been homogenized. Rebbe says, well, it's not so simple. I mean, homogenized is one thing. Is there sufficient dam in one matana to cover all of those carbonates? That's the question. So ro'in et ha-matana im yesh ba kedele zev. There's sufficient dam in there to cover both, so then, or all four, as many as there are, it's kosher. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to discuss. We're going to get into the details of what's going on here with Rebbe and so on. But first, let's get to our raya. What's bothering Abaye? You said it was Korban Nashim. Now, here, we're talking about a Korban Yachid that is getting mixed up with the Korban Tzibur. I mean, it certainly seems to be all the same kind of thing. I mean, a Tzibur is not a Korban Nashim. So, Ma Tzibur is Gavre. Af Yachid is Gavre. Oh, my Rava, you know, this braita anyway doesn't make any sense, as you could easily see. The basis of your question is the fact that we've been talking about korbanos that got mixed up when they were alive. And if they got mixed up and they were alive, as opposed to shrutin, so then obviously we would have had to shecht this without semicha, correct? That was what was bothering you. Here it says, beferish, we're taking a korban, we have a korban of a yochid, who is a male, that requires semicha, and it's not a problem. You can go ahead and shecht it, bring the matanis. What about smicha? So how could you, Rav Yosef, claim the only time we could do such a thing is when it's a korban nash? This was your question. But all of it is predicated on the words in the Braita that says that we're talking about when the animals are not shchutim, when they're alive. But that makes no sense, really, does it? Because read the word, diktani. The Braita says like this, medvarim amurim, kishenitarvu chayim. It's talking about that they were alive when they got mixed up. Aval nitarvu shchutim lo. Now, any child can see that that's ridiculous. Because what difference does it make if it's alive or dead? What's important over here? We're talking about the dam. I mean, you don't get the dam when it's alive. So what we're really talking about is Bamed Varim Amurim, that the dam is in a separate kos that had been taken from that animal. Each kos is separate. And therefore, we're not discussing how much you could give from a mixture. We're talking about how much needed to be given from each kos. Masha'in Kein, if you have a mixture, then if you take the whole mixture, you give, you get into the question of Yesh Bila, whether there's a shear of the matanot, and so on and so forth. But there is zero relevancy to the question of whether this issue began when the animal was living. That's just a short way of saying that if we're dealing with it as a separate animal, meaning it's not even shachut, imagine. So then obviously you're going to have the dam separately. In other words, if we're pointing, is the question the mixture of the dam together or the mixture of the kosot together? That's what you're really trying to say. So obviously, chayim and shchutim isn't meant to mean literally chayim and shchutim. Why would we use the, that would be silly. Mali chayim, mali shchutim. So clearly the only meaning of those words is as a shortcut, like a metaphor. Of course, the shchutim, but as if they were chayim, meaning that the kosot, each kos is different. If the kosot themselves were mixed, for all intents and purposes, we could start discussing this after they're already shchutim. That's what it means. Then, therefore, none of this has any relevancy to the question of smicha. There's no smicha on dam and a kos. So, forget about it. Rebbe Omer, let me just get to what Rebbe was saying. Because, I mean, it's true. It's, again, it's tangential, but it's awfully surprising. Rebbe Omer, that's interesting because it implies that Rebbe holds that there is a shear to the amount of liquid that has to reach the Mizbeah, right? And yet, does Rebbe really hold such a thing? Is it not Rebbe who comments, but Tanya, Omar Rebbe, L'divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is talking about a case, we're going to see later on, a case where the Mei Chatat, meaning the Parat Chatat, the Parat Duma, which has to be very special water that was Mamayim Chaim, and then you mixed it, you were Makadashit with the Efer HaParat. And in this case, other water got mixed into it. There's a machlokas, what happens with such a case? Rabbi Eliezer says that it doesn't matter. You can use shtei hazaot instead of one. And that way, you're definitely yotze with the paraduma water. Now, later on when we get there, we're going to ask what's the point of shtayim. But here's what Rebbe says about that. And again, that's what interests us. What Rebbe says does not explain why you would need shtei hazaot. What Rebbe says explains why it's possible to be yotze at all. And again, since we're not interested precisely in what it is that Rebbe's explaining in Rebbe Eliezer, and I've been bringing the sugya, we'll wait until we get there. And at that point, the Gemara is going to ask, what is Rebbe talking about? How does this explain Rebbe Eliezer? Well, what's important to us is hearing what Rebbe says. So says Rebbe Ladivri, Rebbe Eliezer, you know, you can see from here very clearly that Rebbe Eliezer must hold that hazaah kosh u'mitaher, that we really don't care how much liquid there is of the usable parat chatat or the water that fell in your bathroom. Makes no difference. Why? Because the truth is that hazaah koshu would be mitaheret, since hazaah einat tzricha shiur. There's no particular amount of hazayah. There could be any little bit of liquid that got there from the parat aduma is sufficient. Of course, then you seem to be begging the question of why you need two hazaot instead of one. Fine, again, something that we'll talk about later. Furthermore, says Rebbe, it must also be that what Rebbe Eliezer implies is that despite the fact that there's a little bit of paraduma, you might have thought that the presence of some other ingredient makes it impure paraduma, so to speak. So that's a different problem. I mean, I understand if you're telling me a tiny bit of water the paraduma get, but even paraduma mixed with other water, yes. In other words, we don't care about the presence of something else. That would mean that a hazah that is partially kosher and partially pasul, we use the word mechza kosher, mechza pasul, not that it means literally half. It simply means partially kosher, partially pasul, and includes other liquid, doesn't ruin the hazoya. But in any event, what's important to us is that Rebbe seems to be identifying a halach over here, that where we deal with the liquids, we need to now sprinkle a liquid here on a person. The mizbeach, we need to put it on the mizbeach, but the important thing is that it should touch the person, or it should touch the mizbeach. By the way, when he says it doesn't need a shear, it doesn't mean that there doesn't need to be a shear of water in the container. That's something else. We talked about you need to have enough that you shouldn't need to be taking it from around the edges of the kli and so on. That's not the point, because that's the question what defines hazoya. We're talking about how much needs to touch the body of the object of the hazoya. In the case of here we're talking about the person that's getting muzav. Here we'd be talking about the mizbeach, it's the same thing. And here Rebbe says, well, no, you got to look carefully. Is there enough for the number of karbanos that you have mixed? For both of them, for three of them, for them? And if not, then you don't have a kosher netinat dam for any of the above. Well, first of all, what makes you think that Rebbe personally holds this? All Rebbe said was, l'dvarav the Rebbe Eliezer. He says, I see from Rebbe Eliezer Shita, by Poraduma, that Rebbe Eliezer holds that Hazoya and a Tzricha Shir. Does he ever say that he holds that? Maybe personally he holds that Hazoya does Tzricha Shir, and therefore over here, Ben Ogea the Mizbeach, he says, look, we're not going like Rebbe Eliezer over here. If you're telling me you're going to give one matana from 100 karbonas that got mixed up in a kos, is there enough in the dam that you gave for all those karbonas or not? You got to see. You have to analyze what you gave. So that's one approach. And another approach is, who says there's anything in common between the hazoya of a paras chatas and the netinat dam on a mizbeach? Remember, I mean, if you're talking about the netinat where you need a harba, you're talking about a chatas. Chatas, you need a dam to go all the way down the keren, or even the oil, it has to hit both sides, it has to have a din of soviv, and I mean, there may be all types of other considerations that actually do create the necessity of a shiur, quite aside from the simple determination of, has a liquid touched the object? That's not our question here. So maybe when it comes to the idea of nitina, there's all different halacha. Haza'ah, yes. You're talking about sprinkle. Is a drop of liquid sprinkled? Yes, it is. Does that have something to do with the zbeach? There's supposed to be a nitinat adam. What makes you think that drops are called netina? That's all a different thing. Netina l'chud and hazaz l'chud. Therefore, there was no question anyway. Now, the next case that we had in our Mishnah was where a korban gets mixed up now with bechor and maaser. There we have a problem, because the bechor and the maaser, even if we will be able to, if it was a normal kachim, so we said, okay, if there are two different types of kachim, sell it, and then buy the same one from the nicest value, and the rest of it was yotze v'chulin, then it's not a problem. But a bechor meiser, there is no way for it to be yotze v'chulin. It's always going to have the limitations of a bechor meiser. And the Torah says, you can't be poda it, to take it out of its halacha. So if that would be the case, then there, as the Mishnah says, the whole thing is going to have to be eaten it's mutter for Zarim to eat it. But you are severely constraining the price, because you're not allowed to put it into a supermarket. It can't be weighed. It can't be wrapped in plastic and put into the freezer and so on. So people are going to obviously pay much less for an estimate of how much meat. And so they're going to pay less for it. Nonetheless, what can you do? It all has to be eaten kibachor umaser. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Now, we have a halacha, some interesting data, that Rami Bar Choma points out applied to bechor, and was interested in knowing whether it would also apply to a tumura of a bechor. Now, this leads us into the issues that are nogea our mishnas, we'll very soon see. So I'm in Rami Bar Choma. Now, one thing that Beit Shammai said about a bechor is that despite the fact that a bechor is mutter to eat to all, but ein ma'achilin l'nidot, you cannot give basar bechor to a nida. I'm wondering what would be the din of a tamura of a bechor. I have another question. Bechor, there's a din that it's not nifta. What about the tamura of a bechor? Can you be podah? Another din is, a bechor in a nishkal belitra. You're not allowed to weigh it on a scale. How about a tamurat bechor? Says Rava, well, Tanya, we have a braita that says, Bechor u'maaser mishu u'mumu, if there's a mum on the Bechor maaser, still osim tmura, tmura tanka yotzeben, has the same halacha as the Bechor itself. So there's your answer. So comes along now Rami Bar Chama and asks a further question. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, suppose somebody takes that Bechor and he's matfis it to the Bedek Abayah. So in other words, he says, the value of this Bechor is being given to Hegdesh for the purpose of installing a new air conditioner. Every time you get into that lishkas hagozes, you boil. So the question is, can he now sell the bechor by being shokel belitra? Because after all, the additional accrued value is going to be going directly to Hegdesh. So in other words, is the din that a bechor has to be treated in this particular way, is that limited to the dinim of the bechor that is owned by an individual kohen or an individual person that got it with a mum, and therefore why should we allow him to make money off of it and being mezalzel in the bechor? But in this case, by being mezalzel in the bechor, we're going to go ahead and we're going to make a lot of extra money. So maybe we should allow shikul belitra. Now, the question is, why don't we simply say that you can see the din from Psulei HaMukdashim in general? In other words, what's the din normally? We say Psulei HaMukdashim, we can be mezalzel in them. We said the reason that we're mezalzel them is because the pidyon goes to Hegdesh. And therefore, we are also nishkalim belitra and so on. We sell it in butcher shops. All of this is because we want to make more Hegdesh because you're going to pay more in the beginning. But over there, the thing is, if I am paid another animal, then that pidyon goes for that animal. So if I have a baal mum, so then we're going to be paid it, and we're going to use that to replace it. That's a whole different deal, though. We're not using it to replace it. It's not that there's anything to replace, it's just we're going to make money off of it. So do we allow ziluta in the bechor to make money? That is my question. Do we say revacha de hegdesh adiv? Is the profit that accrues to hegdesh more of an issue than the zilut of the bechor? Or do we say zilut of the bechor adiv? It's more important for us to be careful about being mezalzel in the bechor. Now, Tosis points out this is a serious problem because, I mean, if the din of nishkalim belitra is only a din d'rabbanan, this is a valid question. But if, and he shows that there seem to be indications in the Gemara that it's a d'oraita, then this is an irrelevant question. Why? I mean, if it says it's aser, it's aser. He leaves that question hanging. But what's important to us is how this relates to our Mishnah. Says Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, well, take a look at the Mishnah in Zvachim. Happens to be the Mishnah we just learned. Tashma, nitarvu b'vachoru v'maaser. Says over here, if other korbanos gets mixed up in bechor and maaser, so then yera'u achyistaevu v'yachlu k'vachoru v'maaser. Then you let it graze, but you're not going to be able to eat the basar of the bechor maaser differently, or sell it differently, and wrap it in cellophane and put it in the freezer in the supermarket. Apparently, I mean, is that what it means? Lav l'meimah de'enu nishka belitra. You're not. There's your answer. Over there, the money is going to Hegdesh, because in the case of our Mishnah, it got mixed up with Zvachim. So if we have to sell the whole lot, then the whole lot's going to be sold cheaper. That means that there's going to be less revach for Hegdesh. And nonetheless, it says, no, but you still have to treat it like a Bechor HaMaaser. So you see that obviously the ziluta of the Bechor HaMaaser is more important than making the money for Hegdesh. That's your answer. Ravuna Rav Chizkiah, who were Tamin and Rav Yirmiya, said, that's ridiculous. It's not comparable at all. Midami. That is the case that we're talking about in the Mishnah is we have two kiddushot and two separate bodies. Where is the Hanola Hegdesh? The Bechor and the Maaser? The Hanola Hegdesh are the Zvachim that we're trying to now get the money back for Hegdish because now they've gotten mixed up, right? And so each one is a separate Kedusha. This is a Chatas, let's say. And this is a Bechor. Well, that would be hard unless it's a Sarir Nasi. Bechors are usually males. This is an Ayla, and this is a Bechor. And it's also Shtei Gufim. I mean, this body is the Ayla, this body is the Bechor. You want to say that, well, you're not allowed to be Mizalzel in the Bechor, which is a different Kedusha and a different unit, a different organism, in order to make more money for the Ayla, which is a different Kedusha and a different organism. That wasn't the question that Rami Bar Chama had raised at all. Rami Bar Chama obviously took that into consideration. Never occurred to him for a minute that we'll be mezalzel in the Bechor in order to make money for something else. That wasn't the question. The question was about the Bechor itself. Here you have two Kedushot, albeit that's true. One is the Kedusha of the Bechor, one is the Kedusha of the Berech HaBayit that the money is going to. But you're being mezalzel in the same organism. Saying this organism has in it monetary value that accrues to Berech HaBayit, and it has in it a Kedusha which is innate in how it is I'm supposed to be eating it. Which one's more important? How in the world can you bring a raya for the Mishnah when the Mishnah says, well, of course you're not going to be mezalzel in the Bechor to make more money for the Zevach that got mixed up with the Bechor? That makes sense. And Rabbi Bar Chama never suggested for a moment that you'd be allowed to do something like that. I don't understand your raya at all. Let's see that inside. Me dummy? What comparison is there over here? Hatam shtei kedushot u'shnei gufim. But the question that Rami Bar Chama was raising was hacha shtei kedushot, meaning Bechor and Berech HaBayit, but it's all guf echad. So we're talking about being mezalzel, the same organism that can have revach to hegdesh. Matki flor Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven. Listen, you guys are talking about the raya. I can't believe that you are wasting your life trying to bring rayas for idiotic questions. There was no meaning in what he was... What kind of question is this? Suppose a guy would say, a guy goes to the Gizbar of Hegdesh, and he says, well, you know, I gave the value of this Bechor to Berech HaBayit, so therefore, you know, what I would like to do is allow me to be poda this Bechor, so now it should be completely chulin, and I'm going to give all that money to Berech HaBayit, so there's going to be a lot of revach to Hegdesh. What do you say, guys? Can you get me a papal dispensation?
Let's make a deal.
I mean, that's exactly what you're saying. Let's make a deal. Let's be over on the yisr of not being Sheikha Balitra in order to make money for Hegdesh. You know, maybe Christians had a good idea about those money changers after all. What kind of crazy question is that? Obviously, we'll throw them out. You're going to tell me, Ilo Amar, Havduli Bechor, Shitvisol, Berech HaBayit, Klub Shamimlo? No, come on, what? That doesn't prove anything. Havdu. Rachmona Amar Lo Tivdeh. I mean, that certainly we're not going to tell the Gizbar, let me do an Isserdi, right? You can't be Bodo Bechor, that's the point. But you can be Shoko Balitra. Ella Amar Rabami. Rabami said, there's another reason why it's a ridiculous question. It's a ridiculous question because you cannot give a gift when you don't own the gift that you're giving. What are you giving to Berech HaBayit? The rights that you have in it. But the rights that you have in it did not include selling it in a supermarket. So how suddenly did the rights that were given to the Berech HaBayit that were limited to not selling in a supermarket give us the idea, wow, now that we have it, we should be able to sell in a supermarket? That was never given to Berech HaBayit, saying, but it's the revach. What do you mean it's the revach? I mean, maybe we should use it as a movie star and make money off of it. It's not a revach. It's not what was given to them. It's not something that has to do with the Bechor. That's why it's really nice. Not worth thinking about. Now, the next thing that we had in the Mishnah, the close was, HaKol Yecholim Lehitarev. Anything can get confused, but not a chatas and an osha. So, why is that, a chatas and an osha? I mean, obviously, one is male and one is female. It would be very hard to get a situation where you couldn't identify it. But couldn't you say about a chatas and an oila? A chatas and an oila, a chatas is a female, an oila is a male. So why are you saying that, well, anything can get mixed up? No, that's not true. There is a Seir Nasi. Seir Nasi is a male. So it is possible to get a chatat. Not every chatat. Nobody ever suggested every chatat. All we're saying is all types of kachim could be mixed one in the other. That's a fair statement. Chatat can be mixed with a chatat. So Seir Nasi can be mixed up with a Seir Nasi. Ika Seir Nasi? So then you could say Ikas Yer Nasi, we're missing over here. Osham Nami, I should say, Ikas Yer Nasi. Is that not true about an Osham? That's what we're saying. An Osham is a male. So it's never going to get mixed up. Well, sure it will. Now it'll get mixed up with the one case. You explain why it would get mixed up with an Oilo male, so why couldn't it get mixed up with an Osham male? How can it get mixed up with an Osham? One is a Sawyer and one is a Keves. I mean, a Sawyer is covered with hair, and the other one is covered with wool. So I say her by Tzemra. I mean, you have to be half blind not to be able to identify the difference between those two things. So how can you say it would get mixed up? So it really makes sense what we're saying. An Osham cannot get mixed up with an Ayel, with a Sayer, but an Ayel could be anything, any male. And then we could get it mixed up. How about a Pesach and an Osham? Pesach and Osham could never be Mu'urav either, because the Pesach has to be within its first year, and an Ayel always has to be in its second year. So I could immediately identify it. Well, first of all, that's not true. There's an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzorah. Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzorah could easily, they're Keves. Keves is a Ben Shana. So that really is the same as the Korban Pesach, exactly. And you know what? The truth is that even if we were talking about others, they're not necessarily easily identifiable. Remember, I mean, you've got a line across one side of which it's a two-year, and on the other side, it's a one-year. I mean, they're right there. You know, that's like saying before bar mitzvah, he looks one way, and after bar mitzvah, he looks the other way. I mean, Ika ben Shana, the mitzvah, the hat, yeah, but they didn't use them in the Beit HaMikdash. Took them off before Shechita. So the ben Shana could look like a ben Shtei Shanim, and there's Ika ben Shtei Shanim that looks like a ben Shana. So therefore, that's not enough of an identifier. How about an Asham that was Nitarev Bishlamim? So here we enter into another problem. Although we've got the same type of Matandam, so we have the Matandam Shtayim Shein Arba of both an Asham and a Shlamim, but what do we do about the meat? Because after the Shechita, the Murim are the same, but do Kohanim alone eat this meat, or do we have a right to do Shechita and give all the meat to Kohanim, not give it to the Baalim? Says Rabbi Shimon, well, it's not really a problem. I mean, any issue that we have to be machmer, let's say, the Ashab is kachi-kachi. Well, that's not a problem. So shechtet b'tzafon. That way, even if you shecht on a shlomim b'tzafon, is not a problem. Just don't shecht the bedorom, because maybe this is the Ashab, and then you'd be ruining it by shechting the bedorom. So that's okay. Let them both be nishkat b'tzafon. And now you're saying, what do we do about the meat? Treat it k'chamur shebehem. Pretend that it's an Asham. So if it's an Asham, it can only be eaten by Kohanim, and it can only be eaten in the Azara, and it can only be eaten for one day. What a shame. If it were a Shlom, it could be eaten by anybody, and you could eat it in the whole city. It could be eaten for 2 days with a night in between, but for that reason, we should have to wait until it gets a mum and be paid. This way, we'll be Yotze and we'll be Machm. Amrullo, you can't do that. Because what you're really doing is you're taking something that had a much better chance of being consumed, because it was going to be eaten anywhere in the city, it was going to be eaten by anyone at all, and you had 2 days to eat it. And now you're putting it into a position where it may get left over. So it'll turn out to end up in Beit HaPsul. I mean, you're now restricting it. Ein mevim kadashim lebeit hapsul. You do not lechatchila go ahead and check something. We're going to be mamayit the time of the achila, and you're going to be mamayit the number of people of the achila, and therefore it's better to wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and then we'll know exactly what it is that we're using it. How about if nitarvu chatichot b'chatichot? Now, over here, there's nothing much we can do. It's already been checked. So we've got some Asham meat and some Shlomi meat. Now, over there, it'd be hard to put Humpty Dumpty together back again, wait till it gets a mum and sell it. So in this case, clearly, what we'd have to do is if we have kochim kochim b'kochim kalim, so we've got a necholim l'yom echad, B'ne'acholim l'shnei yamim, or we could even have kachin kolim. Because we could have a teida mixed with a shlomim, and that would be ne'acholim l'yom echad, the teida, getting mixed with ne'acholim l'shnei yamim, which is the shlomim. So they're calling the Shleimim Valayla in all such cases. Obviously, no, I mean, there's nothing else to do. Rabbi Shimon is not saying that better just let it all rot. So there, of course, Yochlu Kechamur Shebehem, then go ahead and be mach. Tani Tameh, Tana Kamedarav. We have a similar situation where you have Truma. Now, a Truma is a lower level of Kedusha, but we certainly have a Mishmeret Trumotai in which we don't want to bring Truma Lidei Psur. We're always careful not to allow it to be destroyed if unnecessary. So therefore, you should not be allowed to use money of Shvi'it and exchange it for Truma. But as you recall, everything that you buy with money that had started off as Perot Shvi'it is in turn limited by the Kedusha of the Perot that initially were sold to make this money. And therefore, if there's, let's say you sold some grapes, now you're going to have to finish those grapes Erev Pesach. Afterwards, it'll become Aser because it's after the Zman of Biyun. If you buy Truma with that, then the Truma that could easily have been enjoyed over Pesach is now going to have to be finished Erev Pesach too. And what happens if it's not finished on time? So you're going to be Mevi Truma LeBeit HaPsul. And therefore, by the same token as our Mishnah, you're not allowed to do that. So Shvi'it, Ein Lokhin B'damei Truma, Mipnei Shemim Ma'atin Ba'achilata. They said this over, this mimer over, to the Rabbanan. Amruah, at the front of Rava, rather, by the Rabbanan, the Talmidim. Amruah Rabbanan Kameh to Rava. Well, that's very interesting, but it's clearly not like Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, because Rabbi Shimon says, we don't care, and you can be maybe the Kachim LeBeit HaPsul, because he said, it's okay if you've got an Oshim and get mixed up with the Shlonim, you can shecht it. Don't worry about being Mamayat the Zman of Achila. Don't worry to go and wait until it gets a mum. It's okay. If it's okay, it should be okay over here also. Said Rava to them, hold on a minute. I feel Tamer Rabbi Shimon. I mean, how do you mean the Diavad? Obviously, Rabbi, there's different levels of Bidiavad. So in the Mishnah, we have a machloket as to whether we consider the fact that we're going to need now to sell it after it gets a mum and rebuy it. That's the Rabbanan say, well, even so, we're not going to be maybe kachur with absul. Says Rabbi Shimon, look, it already got mixed up. I mean, what do you want to do? You want to wait till it gets hamum and take a loss and so on? Not kedai. That's a level of bidiyavad. But where did Rabbi Shimon say, I don't care, it's not an issue? Of course it's an issue. We're only measuring about whether it's worth, it's such an important issue that it's worth getting a mum. But to say that if Rav came along and said not to buy Truma with Dmei Shvi'it, that that's going shalok Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon would be happy to agree with such a thing. Why should I lechatchila go out and do something which causes a Beit HaPsul? So let's see that inside. Amar lohu afilu teima Rabbi Shimon. Hani miladi i'avad. It's only if he did it already. But certainly lechatchila lo, Rabbi Shimon would never have been matir doing such a thing lechatchila. And therefore we have really only two distinctions that need to be made. Kochim bekochim min bemin. How can you do that? Vaboy smicha. Omer of Yosef bekorban hashim that doesn't need smicha. You got to be kidding. Korban hashim lo. Eight ve'abaye here. I'll bring you a case of korban hashim. Korban yochid shnitarev bekorban yochid. Korban tzibur shnitarev bekorban tzibur. And then korban yochid korban tzibur for that matter shnitarvu zeh bezeh. Notein arba matanot mikol achad v'yachad, v'im natan matana mikol achad yatsa. V'im natan arba mikulam yatsa. Bamed dvar mamurim shnitarvu chayin, aval nitarvu shechutin, notein arba matanot mikulam. V'im natan matana achad mikulam yatsa. Rebbe Omer, maybe, but you got to check well, how much dam there was there. Ro'in et ha-matanayim, yesh ba kedei lezeh u'kedei lezeh, that is Sherabim Laf Psua. Now, the case over here clearly indicates that the Yachid and the Tzibur are members of the same type of Korban. It says, just like the Tzibur is Gavri, Af Yachid is Gavri. Omar Rava, you're taking this Braita seriously? That what? It means that it was alive and there was, you don't have to worry about Smicha. But tis Brahma Taratzti. You know perfectly well that it makes absolutely no difference to us whether they're chayim, whether they're shechutin. The only thing that matters to us is whether the dam is separate or together. That's all. So mali chayim, mali shkutim can't mean literally that it's alive, because who cares? Ella, clearly it wasn't referring to a case that needed smicha at all. What it was saying was essentially, b'me devarim amurim, shnitarvu, obviously, really shkutim, but chayim in the sense that it's as if we went ahead, shechted them, and took each one in a kos separately. Aval shkutin, meaning where it's bolel, so then noten arba matanot lekulam, v'inata matana achat lekulam yatsa. So it's nothing to do with our question. Now let's move on. Rebbe omer ro'inata matana, im yesh ba kedei lezev odei lezek shira, v'im laf sula. Does Rebbe hold that you need to have a specific amount of liquid to be considered an act of the zrika here? Mi'ita the Rebbe asvar v'atanya omer Rebbe, it's clear that the divrei Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that even if something else got mixed up in the mechatat, you could still do hazayah. So it's clear that hazah koshu, meaning koshu on the person, not koshu in the cup, is mitaheret. And therefore, in other words, what he's saying is that hazah in atzer chashiyur. And not only that, but even if there is a mixture at the same time of something else, who cares? And hazah mechza koshu, which partially kosher, partially pasul, is also good. So how could Rebbe say you need a certain amount? Well, first of all, he never said he agreed with Rebbe Eliezer, did he? All he said was, L'dvarav de Rebbe Eliezer kaba. Or, the whole question may be absolutely irrelevant. Haza alachut, ditin alachut. Nitavu b'fchor u'ma'aser. Omar Rami Barchoma, b'chor lebet shamai, ein ma'achilin l'nidot. I wonder what the din is of a t'murat b'chor. B'chor eno nivde. I wonder what the din is of t'murat tomau. B'chor eno nishka b'litra. What's the din of the t'mura? Omar Rava, your answer is right here. Tanya. B'chor u'ma'aser mishu memu osim t'mura. And says very clearly, t'mura tanka yotzei b'hem. That's it. Okay, now I have another question, boy Rami Bar Chama. Hitfis b'chor lebedek habayit. What would be the din over there? Do we say that revoach the hegdash is adif, and therefore better make more money by wrapping it in plastic and selling it at a supermarket? Or dilma zilut to the bechor adif and let hegdash lose out? Omre b'yosbar zvida, ha! Exactly our Mishnah. Tashman itarvul b'vechor v'maaser. Now, and it says, all that's beaten like a bechor, lav lo meimer, deno nishka b'litra. Oh man, I'm really impressed with my raya. That is genius. Ravuna, Rav Chizkiah, Talmidei Rav Irmiah, Omar, it's got nothing to do with this Mishnah. Me dummy. Hatam shtei kedushot shnei gufim. Obviously, we're not going to be mezalzel in one organism in order to make more money for another. Baracha, although it's shtei kedushot, better kabai and bechor, but it's guf echad. Matkev lo Rav Yosi Barav, and the whole thing is silly. But ma'il omar havduli bechor shitviso lo better kabai. Klum shomim lo. Nah, come on, that doesn't prove anything. I mean, Hafdu, Rachmon Amar, Lotifte. Olam Rabami, there's a more fundamental issue here. Klumu Yikna Zetar Bedek Abayit. Elam Ashekanu Lo. If he didn't have the rights, then obviously he can't transfer them. Ta'ko Yecholim Le'itarev, Chutz B'chatat V'asham. What's the big deal about a Chatat V'asham? Is it because Aizachar V'ayne Kevah? I mean, that's a pretty good reason. But then that's true about a Chatat V'olah Nami. Well, no, because there's a Chatat that could be a Zohar, a Sohar Nasi. Oh, so then if that's the case, then you could say the same thing about the Asham. Asham Nami, a Sohar Nasi. Yeah, but I say or Vait Semer. So Pesach v'Asham also shouldn't be able to be Murab. Hai ben Shanava, hai ben Shtei Shanim. Yeah, but first of all, there's an Asham Nasi and Asham Mitzera, which is ben Shanah, it's Keves. And then there's also the simple answer, which is Yibaitema, Ika ben Shana, the Mirzik ben Shteshanim, the Ika ben Shteshanim, the Mirzik ben Shana. Asham Shnitarev Bishlamim, Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's not a problem. Just be Machmir. So Shech Lodan and Bitzafon, and Yeach look at Hamushabem, Ayde Kayanim, and Yazara, for Yahim Echad, and the Lila, and that's it. Omroloi can't do that. Hey, maybe I'm Kachel Bitapsu. Nitarvu chatichot bechatichot, kachim kachim bechachim kalim, hanechom yom echad, hanechom l'shnei yamim v'layla. In all such cases, there's no other choice there, even the Rabbanan Rameda, that of course yochlu kechom moshabam. Tani tanaka made a rav shviit ein lochim b'damei truma v'deishu m'ma'atin b'achilata. Amru rabbanu kamei de rova. It's interesting because Rav is saying a statement over here clearly, Dolok Rabbi Shimon, because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, we don't care. And we're Mevi'im Kachel Beit Apsul. To which Rava responded, nonsense. Afil Tamer Rabbi Shimon. All Rabbi Shimon said was, De'i Avad, and now you've got a mixture, here's what to do, rather than selling it. But he certainly never said, L'chatchila, you can go ahead and create a situation which is going to be Mamayat, the Zman of the Achila, and therefore he would be Maida that you can't buy Truma, which he is.